Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What is your name?
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're starting the show. Look at Cameron. Found it. Nice job, Cameron. He played Dancing Queen to start the show. Look at Dell. How about Dell shows up on time for once? How about, wouldn't that be great if the producer actually came in on time? That is, it's embarrassing. No, oh, Dell. Dell's got ugly words for us for some reason. I thought we were behind him 100% on this deal. Nothing. We were worried about him. How worried were you about Dell? I was nervous as all get out for him.
I was nervous.
Yeah, I thought his car.
I thought he might
have to float away in a hat because he was at the hat store.
Well, we were heroes. We didn't know if Dell was going to be a hero, and it turns out he wasn't.
No, Dell's not the hero anyone needs.
Yeah.
No, until he does his watch hero shows. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all he does. He's like. He's a little like a little baseball nerd, just watches games. Oh, look, that was OPS plus 7. Oh, good. That's Dell. Oh, look, that girl can rescue people, but I can't even get into work on time. What a little nerd. Anyway, he's pissed too, by the way. Seems like his texts to us are pretty. He's pretty pissed.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
No, your bleeps. Yeah.
So here's a story here about Justin Verlander talking about the Yankees. He was preparing like this as a playoff meeting, and you know what? Needed Justin Verlander. I don't believe any.
I loved him yesterday.
Yeah,
I loved him yesterday at 145. If you weren't going to get one if you didn't get one with Justin Verlander yesterday, you were going to lose the rest of your game for all of eternity.
Yeah.
If you didn't win yesterday. And the offense, Tyler White, Yordan, who was it, Reddick? No, it was Yuli. Wait, who's hit the back-to-back?
Yordan and Yuli?
Yeah, it was Yordan and Yuli.
Yeah,
Yordan, Yuli, Tyler White, you have Brantley going multi-hit game again, leads the major leagues with it. I mean, the offense really, really showed up. But you just knew that you were going to get a solid performance from Justin Verlander. You just knew it. You had to. You had to get one from him.
Yeah. And you had Verlander on the mound. That's what a stopper does, okay?
White power!
Look
who's back.
Look who's here. Finally showed up at 8:05. We got our first white power.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Holy.
Hey, Dell, are you all wet?
Holy cats.
Did you get soaking wet, Dell?
Don't say that to a man.
No, Del, you all wet?
His Don't Pharrell, say that to a man.
His Pharrell Williams hat saved him.
No,
that he got from the hat store.
How was the hat store? Did you browse? Were you window shopping the whole time you were there at the hat store?
The hat store wasn't open.
I know, so you window shopped.
I wasn't getting out of the car.
You sat in the car this whole time. It's embarrassing.
Actually, no, that's not true. I did some forward scouting.
You're not a hero that everyone needs.
And what did you find?
Well, I was going to walk it. It was about 7:50 or so, and I said, F this. I'm just going to walk in, and I'll just get my car. And I got, I don't know, halfway from Richmond down to Chimney Rock, and I saw that, people are actually moving. So I walked back to my car, and I drove in. So I was proactive. I was trying to walk
in. What a hero. What a hero.
Did I say I was a hero? I said I was proactive. I didn't
what
say
a hero.
I didn't say I was a hero.
So I think something that you might have learned from this, because AJ got here an hour before you when he texted a half hour after you, is never take Richmond again.
Never, ever, ever.
I couldn't have got in. I wasn't trying to take Richmond. I got to Rice by the Greeks over there. I was going to make the turn, and Rice was flooded. I couldn't get through Rice.
No, you come from the north. You come from Westheimer.
Well, you come from the north.
No, north.
Well, that's okay. Not on my way in.
Yeah, you're a wildling.
It's the
no,
north.
No, you go to Westheimer, and then you
that.
Come down.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, instead, you sit
way.
There for an hour and a half.
That's the best
I'm
way.
I'm good. Yeah.
No.
That's the best
no,
way.
No, you come Westheimer no. next time.
From the north.
I'm good.
Or you get a pickup truck.
You're
now.
A wildling.
Those are your choices.
I'm not a wildling.
You either get a pickup
clearly,
truck
I'm a southerner.
Or you come from the north.
Clearly, I'm a southerner, and I don't know how to handle the north.
You don't know how to handle Westheimer. You know where you can actually move
no, I'm good.
Because it doesn't flood.
Because Richmond is broken. Richmond is fundamentally broken.
Richmond is broken. When I came in,
I'm so tired
which is way before you, I was able to get through, but it was already started. I knew there would be problems. Anyway, so, Del, what did you learn from the show so far?
Well, the same thing I hear when I'm actually in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people listen to you two.
That's a bunch of crap. How about, did you hear when John said, told somebody to put a wiener on their back? And you know, well, I say, John, Neil says, quote, unquote, put that wiener on your back. Easterby, Jack Easterby.
No, that's Jack Easterby
quote.
Did not
that's
say
not
that.
Quote.
That's not,
quote.
Well, Jack
it's actually
Easterby.
A John quote.
Well, Robert Kraft, keep your wiener off her back, Jack Easterby?
Ooh, no.
Jack isn't that Easterby. Why he left?
Oh, no.
No.
Well,
no.
He did. There was a reference, yeah. There was a reference. Oh, no. Somebody just sent me Charlie Morton's numbers this year.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. He might win a high. He might win a Cy. He might win a Cy.
Yeah. No, he's unbelievable.
He might win a Cy Young.
He's unbelievable, dude.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, now, that means you're...
Why did somebody take a picture of Charlie in his bikini?
Right.
And send it to me with his new boyfriend.
Yeah. Right.
On Instagram. I'm going to have to delete the... I'm going to have to block him. Block any stats that even show Charlie Morton stats. I seriously wasn't... I unfollowed him and unfriended him when he left. Because I didn't want to see.
I mean...
I didn't want to see what he would do. I didn't realize he had a 231 with 113 strikeouts and a 102 whip. And he's 8-1. I didn't know Charlie Morton was on pace for a 20-win season and a Cy Young.
Yes. Charlie Morton is on that pace. Yes. Okay. Now do you wish you had Charlie Morton? Yeah, now you wish you had him back. Damn.
Do you think DeGrom or Thor will be made available in trade? Will the Astros go after either one?
Well, they're only 37-41. So they're not totally out of it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
Everyone's going to be after DeGrom if they are.
They are a dumpster fire, though. They really are. Their manager and one of their players went after a beat writer yesterday. F out of here. I'll beat you. They were screaming this guy down in the locker room and made the dude leave. Healy from Newsday. Ron Healy, I believe his name is.
I don't know.
And then the team had to. Here's how you know you're in a bad place with the organization. Yeah, they're 37-41, which is not horrific. So I don't know that they're not that far out of the wild card. So they're not going to have a fire sale just yet. Not the Mets. But here's how you know Mickey Callaway is done in New York. He's persona non grata. He's hated already by all Mets fans. And you know you're in a bad place when you scream down a reporter and the organization apologizes to the reporter, has a talk with you, and makes you apologize to the reporter.
Yeah, no, you're out of line.
You're out of line.
I don't know what happened to warrant that, but that's really a bad look when you are doing that to reporters. It may have been something they wrote, but if it's not, for the organization to apologize and force an apology, it must have been pretty bad.
Yeah. He and Jason Vargas both went after this guy. Jason Vargas told him he's going to kick his ass, and unfortunately, he is. They've been both told that you know you guys are a-holes and you don't do that. Although the guy probably deserves it. It's a New York writer. Guess what? He probably deserves it.
You see what caused a lot of this issue? It was a tense post game. news conference when reporters asked Callaway repeatedly about his decision to stick with reliever Seth Lugo during the eighth inning instead of going to closer Edwin Diaz. After the news conference, Callaway walked past Healy and other reporters in the clubhouse. Healy told Callaway, "See you tomorrow," and Callaway responded by calling Healy a mother bleeper.
Yeah.
Callaway walked away and then returned, cursing at Healy again and telling him to leave the clubhouse. I thought he's leaving for the day, so I said, "See you tomorrow, Mickey." Of course, that's also a-hole.
Yeah.
Let's just be real about this, too. That spicy New York writer, because they've got a bunch of competition, so they all have to out-a-hole each other. So let's not act like there wasn't some a-hole being thrown around by the New York writer.
So then he was walking by. Vargas stared him down for what seemed like about roughly 45 seconds and soon threatened him. Healy said he only had asked Vargas if everything was okay, if there was something he wanted to say. He said, "I'll knock you out right here," and then took a couple of steps for me. Some people said, charged is super strong. He went after him, and a couple of his teammates held him back. Anyway, it's, you know what? It's the Mets. Of course, there's all kinds of drama. Of course, they're supposed to be better than they are. They're supposed to be better than they are, and they're not. And here's the deal. Is they do not like Mickey Callaway. So Mickey Callaway won't be there long.
No, he's not.
No, Mickey Callaway is not long for that job. New York, how'd you like to manage in New York?
No.
With the beat writers that all and every fan thinks you're smarter than you. You know who can handle it is AJ.
Yeah, AJ could. AJ would be I was thinking about this. So I was talking about this with Chris, who I played golf with at the tournament. I truly believe this. I think that he has surpassed Rudy as my favorite. No, not Rudy. I think AJ is my favorite Astros coach, manager, whatever, of all time. Van Gundy's really high. But Van Gundy's very high from a personal standpoint. Like, it's just a total picture, right, of Van Gundy. There's something about AJ's unflinching calm. And, I mean, I've said this before, AJ's the ultimate dad.
As far as Houston sports goes, AJ's the best ever?
I think he's my favorite because he doesn't get rattled. He is just, I just love the way he conducts his business.
See, yeah, I liked Rudy a lot.
Yours is Jimmy Williams.
Yeah, Jimmy Williams. Jimmy? Mm-hmm. What a douche.
What a nice guy that guy
what
was.
What an a-hole.
What about Rick Adelman? Did anyone ever even hear him talk hardly at all?
My favorite is still Rudy, I think.
He's way up there. I mean, he was brought the first championship to the city of Houston. Rudy was a great dude. He was a lot of fun, all this and that. He was honest.
Not only that, but in the post game, he had a Coke cup, a white Coke cup, and he had beer in it.
Yeah, he doesn't like you remembering that part of it.
Yeah, see, he don't get it. Why would he care?
Well, he ran into a tree and whatnot.
Well, so?
He had some issues.
I don't know if you heard, but the tree actually was at fault.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it was a mechanical issue.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tree had a mechanical issue?
No, the car had a mechanical issue.
You said the tree was at fault.
Shouldn't have been there.
The brake lines had been cut
by Bernie
Maxwell.
The tree is probably older than Rudy.
Block or charge.
That's clearly a charge.
No.
The tree always has
player
position.
Control.
You don't know the tree was stationary.
The tree always
you
has
don't know
position.
The, you don't know the tree was stationary.
He was outside the restricted. He was nope.
Going the other.
No, it's not a block. It's not a block. We're going the other way.
It's not on the tree.
It's on the tree.
Tree didn't get that time.
Tree is always there.
And Rudy was just a really good guy. Really good guy.
But AJ.
And oh, by the way,
but
won
is AJ a bad guy?
No, AJ.
Has AJ
really,
won a championship?
AJ's a really nice guy.
Has AJ hit a tree?
And no.
I'm just going down check marks. Okay.
No.
Good guy.
Does AJ drink beer with you in the clubhouse?
Right, who wins the good guy award? AJ or Rudy?
They're both good guys.
Okay. Championships.
Rudy.
Tree.
Rudy.
Is that a check?
Yes, yeah, check.
Does AJ have
a tree?
I'm sorry, let me change it. No tree.
Well,
AJ?
AJ has no tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's more likely to grab... Who's more likely... Now, I will say this. Rudy's more likely to be the dad that calls you a name when you do something bad and then still lets you spend the night at your friend's house AJ's going to tell you how disappointed he is. He won't curse at you.
No, here's what Rudy will do. Rudy will make fun of you. What a numbnuts you are.
But you still end up letting you go to spend the night somewhere because it's easier for his night.
Yeah, and he'll give you the car. And you can, you know, AJ's as long as you don't leave any stains on the back seat.
AJ's going to be really disappointed with you, and you're going to be grounded for a week. But quietly.
When Rudy allows you to borrow the car, he goes, look, there's a tree out there who's making moves. Be aware of that tree.
I'm not even going to justify.
Don't leave any pecker stains on the back seat, son. Go.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
That ball sent deep to right field. Judge going all the way back, and that's a grand slam! Tyler White, opposite field, grand slam. The Astros now lead 6-0. His third home run of the year.
The Meg has feasted.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What do we call that, Dell? Tyler White hits a grand slam?
The Robbins Brothers Diamond Jeweler Play of the Week.
That and what else?
I can't play that because it's sponsored. I don't think they want that on there.
I know they don't.
Then what happens?
Pretty sure Robbins Brothers doesn't want that sound
your stuff
played through their spot, through their paid spot.
They call them the Great White.
The Meg, you heard.
Well, the Meg, he's changed it now. The Meg's even bigger.
Well, yeah, he's gotten bigger.
My son Snacks couldn't. Can we go see Meg the very day it comes out? Yeah, we'll go see it. It's like, oh,
you could have waited.
Brutal.
Did you see it?
Yeah. The day it came out.
Jason Statham fighting giant sharks.
They just weren't concerned enough about, like, they'd be in a boat talking, and they're trying to get away from the Meg, and they're having, what are we going to do? What do we need to do after this? Well, I think what we need to do is get, like, I wouldn't be able to talk. If a gigantic, enormous shark was chasing me, I wouldn't even be able to breathe. And they're sitting there checking out, like, yeah, it's coming up. Hope it doesn't kill us. Hope it doesn't swallow us whole. How would you like to be swallowed whole by a whale or a shark? You're inside. Oh, I can't even think about it. It just makes me. It's claustrophobia. You just have to wait to be dissolved by the acid. Cause I don't want to think about it.
Wait a minute. So yeah, but you know, there was somebody that survived being eaten by the whale, Jonah. So I think I
would. Not just Jonah. Didn't Pinocchio survive being swallowed by
Pinocchio
a whale?
Yeah, Pinocchio too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone survived being swallowed by...
When he was a real boy.
Did anyone survive being swallowed by an anaconda?
Because
I think the anaconda...
No, remember that woman they found in that anaconda? Remember?
Dead. I think they squeezed you to death first before they...
She was dead. She was dead.
You see that big-ass 56-foot anaconda the other day?
That ate the alligator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that enormous... I remember when they said, when I was a kid, I was reading in a book that 30-footer was what they were wondering if they'd ever find one. The longest was 28 or 29 feet. Man, they went right over the top of like double that size anaconda. What are we doing? Lightning, anaconda, sinkholes. I mean, this is just
sharks,
too much stuff.
Meg sharks.
Well, it's not a real thing, a Meg.
So, but how come every time it rains here, we have another Harvey? Why is it we can't just have like a rain, like a regular rain, like
can't
other
just
cities
rain
do?
Rain hard and it's not a big deal.
No, my God,
this is ridiculous. How fast this? Like seriously, I've never seen a flood like this on that short of a hard rain. Like, it went real hard, and it came down from the north, too, the rain. I was, as soon as this morning when I heard the thunder and I heard the rain, and I'm, like, checking out my...
So you went, right, and you went...
It was this thing. It's a pretty monster storm. It was all that stuff. Yeah. All of a sudden, it was moving one direction, and then something came, like, pushed it
down.
Guess
what?
That's air from the north. We better be cool for the next few days then.
No.
Yeah, push us down. It came from the north.
Whatever.
The wind came from the north. I've watched enough weather reports.
I don't know if you heard it's hot up there
to
now,
know
too.
How this works.
It's hot up there, too, now. And, oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to get more. This is just the beginning.
We're getting more tomorrow?
Yeah, we're getting more tomorrow. Yep. So, just so you know. I know these things. My wife's a news director, okay? I know about stuff.
What does mean you know? That's news. That's not weather.
Yeah. No, she knows about the weather.
68. The weather's plummeting right now. It's freezing cold now.
It's 68. Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Did you see this kid playing with this python?
No, I don't want to see it.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
That's a picture. He's probably a dead python.
No.
Is it in India?
Have you seen that before? They do. They play
with
them.
Yeah, they play
with cobras.
They
let their kids play with them.
They let kids play with cobras and pick up rats. I'm like, I can't. I'm never going there. That wasn't on my list.
Does that look like it's dead? Does that look like it's dead?
And who's filming this? This is worse than the World Star people who pick up.
That's a
you got a giant snake and you're taping. You know what? Get the phone. Get away from that snake. This isn't good radio. We're watching a kid mess with the snake.
Except it's the snake. It's the snake with a heart of gold. It loves the kid. Okay. Oh, my God. How could you tape that and not say, kid, get away from that?
Maybe they're looking to get rid of the kid.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Were they? What country is that in?
I can just tell you this. All bets are off in Mumbai.
It's in Mumbai?
Because have you ever seen, you've seen the one where the kid's like smacking the snakes on the head. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Rats run up on their faces and they grab it, put it in their mouth and throw it down like. You kids are grabbing rats and snakes like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. My kids don't even want to pick up a roach.
Well, that's because your kids can
see soft.
They can see a future ahead of them. They think, I think I got 70-something years left.
Mm-hmm.
The kids in Mumbai, like, I can die tomorrow.
Yeah, what the hell's the difference?
Yeah.
If I go now or then.
I might as well grab the snake right now.
And let's be clear, even if I live a long time, will it be a good life?
Okay, so I don't know that you have ever been YouTube rabbit holes. Like, have you? Dell, you've...
Yeah.
Most people have been in YouTube. Have you ever been in snake, like, cobra YouTube rabbit holes? Or people who are trying to handle cobras and then get bit or whatever? Have you ever gotten in that?
No.
I have. The rabbit holes of cobras or people who handle venomous snakes... Or people in India who will be like, smack the snake on the head, the cobra. I couldn't stop. I probably watched like 20 in a row. I couldn't stop.
That's like your Netflix. Like you start binge watching YouTube.
I binge watch YouTubes, yeah. You don't do that?
Not often.
If it's poker, I do.
Well, because you're a nerd for poker.
No. You learn stuff.
No, you're a nerd. If you're watching poker videos on YouTube, you're a nerd.
I've gotten into that rabbit hole too. Worst beats,
yeah,
or incredible beats, or bad table conduct.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tony, the Australian guy who's always
he's the worst. Well, not worse than Helmuth, but
well, Phil is a legit. No, that guy is a troll.
Yeah,
Phil Helmuth is just he's an a-hole.
Yeah,
that's all he's just an a-hole. The other guy, Tony, what's his name? It's like Tony though, right?
I can't remember.
Oh, you can't. I can't believe you came in with that. You're the worst. I'm going to beat you badly. You're embarrassing your family. All your family's embarrassed to you. Why would you embarrass your family like this? And I'm just like, wow.
Love that
He's going to get. And he was doing it once to a Russian player. And all I could think of was, well something really bad's about to happen.
Oh, Matisau is the worst, too.
Yeah, I've been in that rabbit hole, too.
I've been
in Jamaican dance hall. Rabbit holes where you see them dancing. You know what I'm talking about, where the guys are just crashing their pelvises on the girls, or they jump off of bars on top of the girls, or the girls will jump off of bars on top of their groins. You ever seen those?
No. No.
Looks like I know what we're doing in about 30 seconds.
Raheel wants to know, y'all watch random dudes get beat off the poker table.
That's not what we said.
That's not what we said. That's not what happens at Raheel, jerk. Speaking of countries... Did you see Cameroon's act in the Women's World Cup?
Yeah. What of it?
Oh, England's coach was none too pleased with him.
Yeah, I know Phil Neville wasn't.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing for the sport.
It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourselves and your sport.
They weren't thrilled with the referees. Apparently, they thought they were getting the wrong end of the stick throughout the tournament, and it just culminated.
Offside call.
They took a, like, after England scored a goal, like, Cameroon was like, yeah, we don't really want to, we don't feel like putting the ball back in play. We're just going to huddle here and get our emotions in check. So, you know, the team celebrates, the team who scores celebrates, about 45 seconds or so before the ball gets put back in play, maybe a minute depending on the celebration. Cameroon was like, yeah, we're going to need like five minutes to put the ball back in play. And they did that multiple times. They had a goal disallowed that they thought they should have scored. They took another timeout. You know, soccer is not supposed to have timeouts unless there's like a heat issue. Cameroon was taking timeouts in the middle of the game just to compose themselves.
You know what? Act right. Okay.
What? I'm not agreeing one way or the other. I'm just telling you what happened. He asked what happened.
Get your girls over there, Del.
I'm not from Cameroon, racist.
Okay.
Get your girls. I don't have any Cameroon heritage. Why are they my girls?
Cameroonians.
Speaking of which, people wanted us to leave you alone for some reason. I don't know why.
What do you mean, leave them alone?
Okay. Can you all please stop saying...
that Del wasn't a hero?
Oh, no.
What did you say?
Please drop Lansing. He doesn't want to get swallowed whole. No, that's not a. That's not no, droppable.
Sure, it is. I just don't know when he don't remember when he said it.
Yeah,
that's not what I said.
You shouldn't have stream problems until you're at least Granado's age. What? Okay.
Yeah, the station's not 20 years old yet.
Hillary called us super predators. What?
What did you guys say? Name is that?
Token radio producer saved in low water rescue.
First of all,
swim lessons start this Saturday.
Low water rescue.
First of all, I don't care about that stuff. Don't call me Token. Hey, I earned this spot. D-bag. That's what I take issue with.
Is Delvin Sita bringing breakfast? It's the least she could do.
Yeah,
if you wanted it soaked in water, sure.
That's
true.
You would have dragged it through the water on the way in?
No, I actually walked here first, and I was right almost by the Kolache factory, and then I saw, okay, maybe I can get in, and I went back and got my car. That's what happened.
Damn it. So NBA, the NBA has decided it will. Oh, we got to take a break, huh? Oh, damn it. Let's talk. Come back. When we come back, about the NBA. And we've got, by the way, we've got some boxing tickets for you coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Del. You see the commish, Adam Silver says they will no longer use the term owner. So that is official. Can't say, but you can't say owner. You can't say owner. You can say owner. Yeah, I'm gonna say.
We can say homeowner still, right?
Huh?
I'm gonna call them owners. They don't have to. There's nothing derogatory about the term. They own the team. It's the owner of a team. It's not the owner of people.
They'll no longer use the term owner.
It doesn't take much to make people flinch nowadays, does it? It takes just one.
Del, can you use the term owner, but we can't? Or how does this work?
Well, because you're not part of the culture, you're using the hard ER.
What if I use the A?
No,
owner.
No, you're still white. I don't like using the word period, but if I would use it because I'm part of the culture, I go soft A.
Soft A.
But I don't like using the word, that word period. I call it the O word when I'm making reference.
All right. Okay. Is this not the softest period in world history?
It is.
Well.
It's the fakest.
That someone can be actually...
Everyone knows it's the owner of a team, but it doesn't. All it takes is one
offended
person to
by
say,
the word owner.
Wait a minute! All it took is one player, and I guess it was Draymond. And so now it's immediately. There's no talk about it, no thought about it, just immediately. let's not. We don't want Draymond to be hurt.
Draymond and LeBron, the two of them.
Just sitting there at home, just like, God, this is really.
It doesn't change anything. They still own the team. They still own the teams. I mean, that they're owners.
It's just to see how far can we push? What can we get? Can we get into changes? Down. Got it.
Soft. S-A-W-F-T.
I mean, I don't care one way soft. Or the other. Owner, you say whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
How soft are you if you're triggered by the word owner? Oh, my God. That is so. Oh, my God.
The world has been filled with periods where people overreact to things.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
That's true.
I believe in a different faith. Okay, I'll kill you. So.
Yeah. That's a little aggressive.
The world.
Well, wait.
Since the beginning.
That's still going on, right?
Yeah, I know. Since the beginning of time.
Well, that's the world oldest, has. That's the oldest conflict. You believe in what?
I don't believe in the God you believe in. Okay, I get to kill you. So.
Yeah.
This is certainly not at that level, but whatever. People get triggered by everything.
Well, it's not even triggered. It's just like, let's see if we can get away with this.
Hey,
if we can win this, and if we can, we move on to the next victory. And it's just like, come on.
All LeBron does. All he does. Everything else. Win, 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 win. He got through his stupid, I don't know, the shop. Where was it? The shop that he did this on? Mm-hmm. On his HBO show or whatever, right. Wherever it is. He got the NBA to be like, you know what? We're going to ban a word that no one cared about until you guys started talking about it.
I mean, right. it's fast, too.
Flexing. Like, that's a flex.
Yeah, that's all that was. Oh, governors.
They're going to be governors now?
Yeah, they're going to be governors.
So, wait a minute. Was Thomas Jefferson ever the governor of Virginia?
Governor. You know what a governor
He was a master.
Do you know what a governor is?
Was he a governor, too?
I don't know.
At one point, didn't he one time govern Virginia?
I can see some more problems.
Can we say that?
I can see some problems. Do you know what a governor is in England?
Hello, governor.
You know what a governor is?
Isn't that a police officer?
It is, I believe.
The detective's
a bobby.
No, it's a bobby. I believe a governor is someone who runs a jail. So you better think twice, Adam Silver.
Ooh.
I just watched a documentary when I was on prison video. I was on a big prison video rabbit hole.
Why can't
and one of them is they kept calling him governor.
Why can't we just call them all wardens?
The warden, the governor. Yeah, you really want to make
why
that
can't
joke?
We call the
you
owners
really want to make
wardens.
That joke? You really want to make that joke? So yeah, so I now mean, they're going to be called governor.
Oh my goodness, governors. Okay, well, see in England now they're the wardens. How
I'm
do you
looking
like that?
At the definition. It's most commonly used for a reason by manual tradespeople to denote the person paying their bill or the person who orders and accepts their work to distinguish from the tenant, the property's legal owner. That's gov or governor in England. So an owner of something.
So they were
someone
using,
who pays.
On this prison documentary, they were calling this guy the warden, the governor. The prisoners were. So
well,
maybe
the,
that's their,
the,
I don't know.
The governor was a name for the dude from The Walking Dead, and he kind of ran things.
You know what? Just to be sure, I'm just going to keep saying owner, so I don't say anything.
Yeah, wasn't there a governor in the South that was also a master? Okay, so how are we going to call them owners? We can't have it.
Well, we've banned owner. You mean how are we going to call them governor?
How are we going to call them governors? We can't do that.
Well, you should bring it up at the next meeting.
Oh God, I'm just disgusted. So Chris Paul's not going anywhere. By the way. So just so everybody knows, Chris Paul will be a Houston Rocket.
Is it because no one wants him or because the Rockets really want him? Which one is it? It's easy to say, Chris Paul's not going anywhere because no one wants him. Is that the undercurrent?
If somebody wanted him, he'd be gone.
If the Knicks were really, really stupid like they've been in the past, he would be a Knick.
What?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that used to be where you knew you could get rid of people. You knew that you could turn them into Knicks. And you can't even do that
you
anymore.
You can't even do that anymore.
Like, I don't even think they'll do that
no,
anymore.
No, they've actually gotten a little smarter, which
where,
is,
where
which
are
is
the
horrible.
Really, really bad GMs. Where are they? The ones who will take on
Phoenix.
Real bad deals.
Would James Jones take on Chris Paul?
Oh, my God. In their draft? What they did in their draft?
Well, yeah. That's why I said, would James Jones
oh my
take
God.
Him on?
That call Phoenix, Daryl. Maybe you can get Devin Booker for him.
Yeah, you think James was a share shots with Devin Booker?
Well, no, that is true, too. 842 ESPN 97.5. Hey, this Saturday, June 29th, Lions Only Promotions presents hometown hero Jermarl Charlo, defending his...
Oh, Charlo twins.
Yeah, one of the Charlo twins. His world title. They're really, really good. These guys can fight. He's defending his world title against middleweight contender Brandon Adams. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. Let's say at 8:50 exactly. 8:50 exactly. You call 713-780-3776 to win a pair of tickets to see the action live this Saturday, June 29th at NRG Arena. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So it's going to be caller number 6. Caller number 6 is going to win those tickets at 8:50. Caller number 6, 713-780-3776. All right, 843 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Anything you want to talk about, come on.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Miles Udland tweeted this. Schools named after Robert E. Lee are picking new Lees to be named after to avoid costly signage changes.
Is that a real story?
Yeah. David says, Lee 1, Lee 2, Lee 3, Lee 4. Thanks, Hank Haney. No, Lee 4, Lee 6 is not going to, it's not going to be Lee 6 school. Okay? That's not it. David or Hank Haney. Jermel won last night on Fox. Jermall is going to be fighting on Friday. So there's, you got that. And we're giving away the tickets right now, as a matter of fact, because it's 8:50. Did you guys see Cam Newton? He's getting on a 10-hour flight. He offered the guy in the exit row with leg room, he offered him $1,500. And the dude said, no, sit in your own seat.
$1,500 for a leg room?
For a leg room. But what my question is this. Why is Cam flying late coach?
Late flight.
Yeah.
Got on
so,
late.
So plan better.
Well, so, first of all, no. What you do is you ask the first class people, you say, hey, $1,500 for your seat.
Hell no.
Somebody's going to give it up. It's a 10-hour flight, but $1,500 is a lot of money. Somebody would give it up, I bet.
You got to pay more than that. It's the difference between a coach seat and a first class.
Yeah, for 10 hours, yeah. I'm not thinking. Nobody on the row? Of course, you want an aisle seat.
He said $1,500. Well, yeah, I don't know. He asked some dude, and the dude said, nope.
Man, 10, your own seat. 10 hours is a long ride, but $1,500?
I've done it to Europe and coach.
What if somebody says $2,000? And what if Cam says, I'll get you when I get out? I'll get you. Just give me your Venmo. I'll send it to you.
Oh, Venmo, mm-hmm. Yeah, because Venmo, right now, you can do it. It goes from his bank account. He could do that right now. He doesn't need cash.
But what if he says, I'll Venmo you when we get off the plane.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, he didn't do it.
Nope.
You'd have to say, I got to see it post.
Yeah.
Post up
and
now.
Then you'll get to see.
Post up now. Don't be telling me that you're going to do this and that.
No.
Don't be telling me this and that.
Uh-uh. Would you take $1,500 for the
seat? Well, here's the thing.
$150 bucks an hour?
Oh, man.
$150 bucks an hour.
Gosh, man, I sure do like that aisle seat.
I know. Cam, what if Cam was in the middle seat in coach? That big dude.
He probably was. If he's late.
Well, I know. He just wanted leg room. I don't know if he was.
If he's late getting on a flight.
Yeah, he's probably in the middle.
He's probably in the middle.
No. Yeah. Would you take the $1,500?
Give me 25.
Yeah.
Give me 25.
Because, Cam, it's like first class. And you would have paid for first class.
Yeah. he's probably looking at like an exit. You said exit row is in the.
Yeah, but right? Guess what? That exit row probably is a premium seat. Probably cost that dude some. So, yeah, you'd have to make up the difference.
Well, it costs the same. You have to pay for extra legroom. But me, like, I fly enough that I'm a gold member or whatever.
You have to pay for it.
I don't have to pay for it.
Well, you don't.
I get to choose whatever.
Oh,
Cam
really?
Cam doesn't because Cam flies with a team, charter, so he didn't get those miles.
Well, you don't know, though. He might fly around a lot in the offseason.
He might. He might.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't doing him any good, though.
Here's the problem. Getting on a flight late. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Plan better.
10 hours, man, is a... Man, I sure don't want to be in the middle seat 10 hours, but if I know I'm getting cash, but you can't just tell me you're going to do something. I got to see it.
My wife always
gets
the middle seat.
Post it up. Mine, too. Yeah. My wife also is afraid to fly, so she's on so much Xanax that it doesn't matter.
Right.
But whenever we get a little bumpy, turbulent, even with that Xanax, it's like... She still can fight through the anxiety medicine.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
I'm not putting her. Percocet. No, she's read a book called Dope Sick, where she is terrified of our kids all getting addicted to oxys and opioids. So she now she hides her Xanax from the kids. Like, what kind of kids do you think we have? Mike, our kids aren't looking for your medicine used to fly.
Well.
And she's like, I don't even know where it is. She's got it hidden somewhere, so none of the kids. She's so spooked by this book, Dope Sick.
Have you seen
opioid addiction?
Dude. Have you seen Euphoria on HBO?
No. What's it about? It looks kind of crazy.
The first episode is crazy.
I figured it's about X.
It's about Zendaya, who's a former, I think, Disney star, taking a lot of drugs, being a drug addict. A real departure from what you think she's done in her past. She's like playing some pseudo Mary Jane character in the Spider-Man movies. But yeah, don't watch it if you're worried about your kids and drug use. There's a 12-year-old drug dealer with tattoos on his face.
12?
He looks about 12 with tattoos on his face, selling drugs at the back of a gas station.
Speaking of which,
is the show any good? I thought about
the first episode is entertaining. I haven't seen. I didn't
see
yesterday's
episode.
Have
you seen that room on HBO? Room 147 or whatever it's called. You ever seen that one?
I haven't.
That's pretty good. That's pretty trippy.
Speaking of the opioid thing, Blaine Padgett, who died last year, last March, a Rice football player. Just last week, Stuart Muchentop is the kid who allegedly sold him to him. It's no longer a state thing. The feds have moved in.
Wow.
I think they've got evidence that he actually knew that it was he sold him fentanyl, so he could be charged with murder. I don't know what the latest is. I know the feds have taken he's in federal custody now on federal charges in the death of Blaine Padgett. So that story is
I know I got a friend of mine who
conspiring to distribute and possessing with intent to distribute a powerful opioid analog.
Opioids are no joke. So my buddy had torn up his ACL, skiing accident, and he had some pain medicine. He had tore up his ACL and there was something else. So as he's getting better, he's the doctor prescribed pain medicine. He's taking pain medicine. And he took it for a while, and then when he stopped taking it, he started feeling very irritable, very this, very that, and he was feeling a lot of pain, and he told the doctor he needed more medicine. So the doctor said, what's happened right now is that you have a physical addiction. He's like, what? He goes, yeah, you have a physical addiction to the opioid. And he said, you have to just stop right now because it can get worse and worse and worse. So this guy had to deal with pain. He goes, I just had to deal with the pain. Just, you know, he said, I took a leave and whatever else, and it helped with the pain. And then before you know it, I got back to normal. He said, you don't even know it. Your body gets addicted. You know, after I had my issue with my tooth last winter, whatever it was, last December, I was in tremendous pain. And I was taking, I think it was a Percocet, and it made it all feel better, just washed over. And I can only take it every 6 hours, but you could tell, like, you don't want to stay on that You don't want to stay on that. If that can take all that away from you and put you in a sense of euphoria or whatever, you don't want to be there for very long. Because, you know, it's going to, you know, it's probably not going to end well. But my buddy just said, he goes, I didn't even realize I had a physical addiction to it. And that's just from, like, I think he said he was taking it for a month or something. I can't remember how long. And he said it can happen that quick.
Wow.
Where you're just lights out.
Wow.
So my wife is terrified of all my kids being addicted to opioids. I'm like, Monty's eight. They wouldn't even let her, when she broke her wrist, that doctor tried to give her some kind of pain medicine. And my wife's like, no. No, we're good with aspirin. You're not going to give my daughter, get her hooked on opioids.
Wow.
The doctor got like bitched out because my wife thought he was trying to get her hooked on opioids.
I'm looking at
you and your big pharma are not going to get my 8-year-old daughter hooked on the horse.
People are making this CAM thing a racial issue.
How so?
I don't know.
I did see one guy go. He said something like, you know why that guy didn't switch seats with CAM? Because Cam was attacking his whiteness. Because how dare that black man come to me and try to give me money for my seat? Doesn't he know I'm white? That was one guy. I was like, I did not see.
Oh, it's where on that. There's a going. Video.
Wow. Yeah, and Cam was in a window seat apparently, but not in the exit aisle.
He wanted the exit aisle.
He wanted the exit aisle. Well, you get more legroom.
Well, and he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. All right. Well,
too bad. If you don't want to give up the exit aisle, you ain't giving up the exit aisle.
Well, he tried and Cam walked away, right? Did Cam create a fuss or was it everybody else?
No.
There's a video here. Look, Cam just can't believe it is what
happened. Yeah, he's just incredulous.
Cam's like,
Whitey don't want his 1500.
See? Attacking his whiteness.
Okay.
You can't buy me.
How can you tell what that? You don't even see a picture. This looks like pretty nice planes.
We don't buy people, Dell.
Well, that's what the guy said. The guy's like, look. You can't buy me.
I'm white.
Exactly.
It's 8:59 ESPN 97.5.